There is a problem with breaking the speed of light barrier. The theory of relativity says that the rocket power needed to accelerate a spaceship gets greater and greater the nearer it gets to the speed of light. We have experimental evidence for this, not with spaceships, but with elementary particles in particle accelerators such as those at Fermilab or the European Center for Nuclear Research, CERN. We can accelerate particles to 99.99% of the speed of light, but however much power we feed in, we can't get them beyond the speed of light barrier. Similarly, with spaceships, no matter how much rocket power they have, they can't accelerate beyond the speed of light. And since travel backward in time is possible only if faster than light travel is possible, this might seem to rule out both rapid space travel and travel back in time. However, there is a possible way out. It might be that you could warp space-time so that there was a shortcut between A and B. One way of doing this would be to create a wormhole between A and B. As its name suggests, a wormhole is a thin tube of space-time that can connect two nearly flat regions far apart. It is somewhat like being at the base of a high ridge of mountains. To get to the other side, you would normally have to climb a long distance up and then back down, but not if there was a giant wormhole that cut horizontally through the rock. You could imagine creating or finding a wormhole that would lead from the vicinity of our solar system to Proxima Centauri. The distance through the wormhole might be only a few million miles, even though the Earth and Proxima Centauri are 20 million million miles apart in ordinary space. If we transmit the news of the 100-meter race through the wormhole, there could be plenty of time for it to get there before the opening of the Congress. But then an observer moving toward the Earth should also be able to find another wormhole that would enable him to get from the opening of the Congress on Proxima Centauri back to the Earth before the start of the race. So wormholes, like any other possible form of travel faster than light, would allow you to travel into the past. The idea of wormholes between different regions of space-time is not an invention of science fiction writers. It came from a very respectable source. In 1935, Einstein and Nathan Rosen wrote a paper in which they showed that general relativity allowed what they called bridges, but which are now known as wormholes. The Einstein-Rosen bridges didn't last long enough for a spaceship to get through. The ship would run into a singularity as the wormhole pinched off. However, it has been suggested that it might be possible for an advanced civilization to keep a wormhole open. To do this, or to warp space-time in any other way so as to permit time travel, you can show that you need a region of space-time with negative curvature, like the surface of a saddle. Ordinary matter, which has positive energy density, gives space-time a positive curvature, like the surface of a sphere. So what is needed in order to warp space-time in a way that will allow travel into the past is matter with negative energy density. What does it mean to have negative energy density? Energy is a bit like money. If you have a positive balance, you can distribute it in various ways. But according to the classical laws that were believed a century ago, you weren't allowed to have your bank account overdrawn. So these classical laws would have ruled out negative energy density, and hence any possibility of travel backward in time. However, as has been described earlier, the classical laws were superseded by quantum laws based on the uncertainty principle. The quantum laws are more liberal and allow you to be overdrawn on one or two accounts, provided the total balance is positive. In other words, quantum theory allows the energy density to be negative in some places, provided that this is made up for by positive energy densities in other places, so that the total energy remains positive. We thus have reason to believe both that space-time can be warped and it can be curved in the way necessary to allow time travel.